JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by Glenn Aug and Carlton legend Stephen Sticks Kernahan.
Our next guest holds the record for the most goals at Carlton.
And every player on the mark of North Melbourne is waving, and he's put it right through the centre, and that is the mark of a champion, and Stephen Kernahan has kicked a great goal, a captain's goal.
He won two flags with the Blues and had one of the best celebrations of all time in 1987. Oh. Which we're definitely, absolutely not allowed to play.
He doesn't ring you, he rings me.
Please welcome Stephen Sticks Kernahan.
Many say the greatest Blue ever.
Yes.
And he joins us now, the big man, Chip Kernahan. Good to see you.
Always great to see you, lads. What an intro. I can't ask for much more than that.
Dixie, in the studio, Jim.
That kick after the siren that was in that intro, that was against North.
Yes.
The final round. And Donald McDonald, how many did you kick? 10?
No.
8 or 9 or whatever it was. Playing on Donald McDonald.
Hepburn or
something? They play it every now and then. They got the full game. And every time, it's what's that, 40 years ago? Really? I still ring Donald and say, he's wearing number 4. He's only the best forward in the comp. Could you get somewhere near him?
So I reckon he tried to elbow me, punch in the head, kick me. He did a whole lot that day. I think he was off me by half time. But great man, Donald.
He's a good man.
Very, really very good man.
Great to have you in the studio. Big
Thanks,
forwards.
Guys.
They win games, Jim. Well, we can have all
Stephen did.
Well, what? How many? 738 goals.
That's it.
441, that's 1,180 goals between us. That's not bad, Stixie. But I reckon we first
You'd use
learned...
me, Bill, instead of Gary.
Yeah, that's right. The rubber band will come out in a minute. Don't worry about that. But, Stixie, we first saw you was that time when you played against Victoria. Remember those the big days, South Australia versus Victoria. And you kicked 10. This bloke comes along, gangly bloke, and you tore us apart. How many people want to talk to you about that game?
not many. I think people forget about the 80s, Bill. But, yeah, they were good days. Those games were outstanding, weren't they? The blokes of our ilk, only blokes remember it. But apart from playing finals, they're the best games I've ever played in the 80s. When SA, obviously, there's a better league over here, depth-wise. But I think our best 20 South Australian those days was as good as the Vics. So
we thought we had the best, the Vics. But you had these blokes like McIntosh. Yeah. Craig Bradley, well, whoever they were.
Clayton,
super...
McGuinness, McDermott, Greg Anderson, the Jarman brothers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that midfield, I didn't bat really deep. It went the whole way. I reckon there's about 15 blokes going through the middle.
I know. They were on a Tuesday night, from memory.
Yeah.
Footy park.
Footy
house. The only drink I had, JV and Billy, I only drank Saturday nights after the game and Tuesday night start games. That was it.
Was it? How'd you go? Because I think you kicked 10, but you lost, didn't you?
We lost by 4 points that night.
Yeah. And he's kicked in the big fella.
But you also played, so that was your, well, not for South Australians, because they were all aware at Glenelg of how good a player you were, but for everyone else, that was your sort of coming out introduction. And you also played when Wayne Carey introduced himself.
He did. I played with him that day. I'll never forget that night. I think both of us had a reasonable night together.
Yep.
And I said, how good's this young kid coming up? So I always knew how good he'd be. I had our eye on him all the way through.
I've got 95.
Final
up here. 21-15, 141 to 11-14-8. So he got belted by 60 points in a granny.
What year?
1995.
I can't remember.
Do you know, JB, that they... We were that busy celebrating halfway through the last quarter. I think Geelong kicked the last 5 of the game.
Did they?
People don't actually forget that fact. Not
so
to rub it in, Bill. Not
you
sure.
No, you're rubbing it in.
We were a long way up, yes.
And I think I kicked 2 or 3 late, real late. And then it looks all right with 3 or 4 in the scorebook.
Well, that Bill's finals record is a lot better than this crew gives it credit for.
It's not the grand finals. It's sort of when it really matters, when you did nothing.
Let's talk about Sticks.
Okay,
How did you get to Carlton? Because you also, the year you came to Carlton, Braddle's come along and Peter Motley, three stars, lob at the doorstep. How did you, because you were supposed to come over a bit earlier, weren't you?
Well, they're on to us since 15. Shane O'Sullivan was knocking on my door, the Carlton list manager or recruiting guy in those days. And I was happy playing at home. I didn't come till I was 22 because I didn't want to leave my mates. So Big Doom, McGuinness, all my Glenelg mates, and home was home. And in the end, we won a flag. I thought I'd better come home and try and do it. But I was always involved with Carlton, but Motts was with Sydney and Braddles with Essendon.
Ooh.
And somehow, right at the last juncture, the three men up at Carlton and Johnny Platton went to Hawthorn. Him and I meant to go to Carlton. So,
right, look at this. He played 116 games for Glenelg.
Yep.
which is spelt the same way forward as backwards, Jim. And 250 palindrome. That's it. 251 with Carlton. So 367 senior games, kicked 1,004 goals. But the other bloke was Craig Bradley, who played 98 at Port Adelaide back in the day, and 375. He played 473. Like senior games.
And I reckon he played 20-odd state games, so I reckon he rounded about 500.
But also, then he also played first-class cricket. He played for South Australia. Did he play for Victoria?
He played for both of them, SA and Vic, yeah. His first year and a half over here, he played for Vic.
What's happened to Brattles? We haven't heard from him, actually.
He's never been. He's a man of few words, yeah. Brattles, isn't he?
I think he's down at the Kew Golf Club every most afternoons if you want to get down there, guys. I see him regularly down there.
What a star he was. Jesus, had some good players.
I mean, that bloke, he finished it. He cracked the shits when he got the arse at 39, which is unbelievable. I think Dennis had to get Rossi. Dennis Payne got Rossi Lyne. Yep. Dennis didn't want to do it. He didn't want to kill Bambi, as he put it. Yep. And he got Ross Lyne to do it. And subtly just said, Brattles, I think it's time to give the young kids a go. And I think Brattles pretty upset. Ooh. I still reckon Brattles thinks he can get get 30 now, which is probably about right.
He's the same as Boomer. Boomer played 400 and whatever many games and wasn't happy. No. And I said to him, Boom Boom, you played 430 more than most people who draw breath. You've had a decent go at it.
And he's still there training with him now.
Of course he is.
He still looks fit enough. And it's like Greg Williams and Brattles down there. They still think they're the best kicks down there ever now.
Do we need to get to a break, Rabbits?
Yes.
What I've got here is, it interests me.
Yes,
it's from the CUB stable.
Carlton Draft.
And it's got to do with the Carlton Football Club.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not Prides of the Fleet.
No.
And I want to get to the bottom of why not, because if you've had anything to do with them, normally they're Prides.
Well, it's a CUB product, so I'm happy with that. I'm a Crown Lager man and a Carlton Draft man. There's nothing better than a Carlton Draft pot on tap. Those cans are a magnificent
Bill
product.
We'll talk about them in a minute.
He's at the
Stixie
bar.
Or Corey.
I've seen 5 Prides per hand. I've seen 10 come across.
I've seen 12.
Well, yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He should have won 1 or 2 Brownlow medals. Come fourth twice.
Mm. No, this is a bit
come second 4 times. Yeah, yeah. The other way around.
Second 4 times.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by Stephen Sticks Kernahan.
Now, the last time I ran into you properly was in Perth. You had a big Carlton function over there. Oh. And the great Ken Hunter was there, Peter Bazusto. I'm trying to remember. That was royalty.
Buzz.
And, you looked like you had your eye in you lot.
Buzz has been in
the casino, JB?
Yeah,
Where we were?
They were.
It was Darce with you, I think.
I reckon the big Duke was there, but the holding court, the great man.
Buzz has been in a good paddock, hadn't he?
We may have had a paid engagement over there that day.
Got the envelope sticks.
We just ran into the boys after they'd finished. We're just sort of mopping up at the end of the afternoon.
Good on you. Well done.
It's very good.
The nicknames. Sticks?
Yeah.
How'd you get Sticks?
Well, it's not a great one. David Glasscock called me that. I went on a trip with him when I was a kid about 19. And, I was 80 kilos and 6'5" with pimples and ugly head. And he called me Skinny and Stick then. And when I didn't come to I was 22, so 3 or 4 years later. So it's still stuck when I got there with Stick. So I don't answer to Stephen. I just get called that. I'm stuck with it. Can't do anything about it.
What do you call him?
Chiphead.
Chiphead.
Yeah. Chiphead. That's started with Johnny Platt. I roomed with him in Ireland once for a month on those garlic footy trips.
And
I was at Macca's every morning getting chips. He said, "You're a bloody chiphead." Look at it. And JB's gone on with that. Chris McDermott has gone on with it, and JB's gone on with it.
So, that's it.
Corey?
The 3 blokes.
Were you called Corey?
Nah.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
McElroy?
Who?
That's on Wikipedia.
What are you on about, Fat?
It's on Wikipedia. Now, tell us about the cans of beer, because it's interesting you're launching them now. Probably should have waited till the finals, maybe. What's going on there?
The story was they did a social post when we were 10-4, looking though, make the finals. Yes. We've sort of fallen over a little bit on the way back through. And they said if we got 10,000 likes, they'd do this for us. And finally, as it happens, we've got to beat Collingwood to get in the finals, as we know. And they put out 5,000 cartons of these beautiful Carlton Draft beers in a beautiful navy blue and white. And they're there for everyone can get them on www.carltondraft.com.au. So get your own. They'll go quickly.
They will.
And get them pretty quickly. I got a nice carton last night and had one on the way to bed.
What, one
night.
Carton?
No, no. I had one can on the way through.
Because how good are the Carlton fans, by the way? Aren't they up and about?
Yeah, they are. Trying to keep them back. Well, I think they've come back a bit the last few weeks.
Yes.
I tell you, last week knocked us around, Bill. That was.
How did you lose that? Where were you and what were
I
you doing?
I saw a lot of Melbourne. When Charlie Curnow kicked that goal with just under three minutes left with 7 points in front, a lot of the Melbourne people walking out where I was. So that was. A lot can happen, can't it? And you know, you learn along the way, but geez, that was hard to handle.
I tell this story regularly, Chip, about the fact that you and I and the great late Jimmy Steins used to sit in those commission meetings and we'd all be the naughty kids up the back.
The three presidents.
Yeah, they have the table settings, you know, or where you sat at the table. And so Jeff, Kennett and Ed and all, they'd all be up the front near the main action. And then the three of us would be parked down the back.
Yes.
And they'd get long and a bit complicated at times. And every now and then I'd just look across and give it the Chip. What the f*** does any of that mean? You'd go, I got no idea. And Jimmy would go, I got no idea.
I think I'm just about done too, Bill. Didn't we, Jimmy? We sat at the back there feeling very slightly out of my depth. The back there a few times.
What was your input? What did you vote on?
Yeah, Jeff Kennett, though, was Mr. Chairman. Can I just to the board, to the chairman?
Through the chair.
I'd go, Jeff, do what you like, mate. You do anyway.
That's it. And you go for about an hour and a half.
And I thought the meeting was meant to go for an hour and a half or two, and Jeff went for an hour of it, and Edward probably went for half an hour.
And then what, Ed? So
well, then Ed'd have to have his half hour.
We love Ed, don't we? We love him. Yep. He's a great man. But when he gets on Collingwood, we just used to, whenever he spoke, he'd just venture into that Collingwood area and then we'd just be sitting back there going, shit, here we go. We love it, Ed, we love you, but you just segue into Collingwood often.
I love it.
The club's got, it's in good shape. You did a lot of amazing heavy lifting when you were there, but you must be pleased, even if it doesn't work for you on the weekend, you must be pleased with the momentum that Carlton have back behind them.
Well, it's a lot better. People ask me success or whatever this year, whatever it'll be, but no matter what happens on Sunday. But I tell you, it's a lot better taking my kids to the footy nowadays than it was this year. Because early on in the season, some of the footy we played was red hot. And last week, we had three pretty good midfielders out.
Yep.
And Melbourne are pretty well full strength. We pushed them all the way. So I just reckon we've improved loops and bounds. Vossi's got a good crew there. Got a great coaching cast with him, and we've got Cookie there as Billy, your ex-CEO. He's a great man. He's settled off field. We've got a new president, mostly new board members, and Greg Williams, the first paid finance director of the Carlton Football Club. Who would have thought Deeds would find a way to get paid in that job? But it's all settled down there, and I think Michael Voss, I pray we've got a 10-year-plus coach. I really do. I think he's been fantastic for the footy club. He's respected. He's got an aura, and I think he's got our blokes up and away, even though we've, you know, had the last 6 or 7 weeks, we've been a bit hot and cold, but last weekend I thought we came with something. If we can come with that again, we'll be dangerous.
All right. You used to drag, of course, as the big man. You used to drag the opposition's best defender. Who was the biggest meathead? Who used to club you in the back of the head? Was it Spud? Like, who of all the blokes you had to deal with week in, week out?
Danny Hughes?
Well, Danny Hughes is a nightmare because I had him in Adelaide as well.
Oh.
Danny Hughes, you guys would remember him, right? Well, you remember Danny Hughes. You take a mark and about 5 seconds later, you get this punch in the nose from behind.
Oh, mate.
It just was always a long way behind.
Giggle. Imagine me running up. He'd giggle, go bang. Yeah. I go, we haven't even started, mate.
I had him in Adelaide. He came to Melbourne as well. He did it over there, but he was a bit slower. He got slower quickly, so we lost him again. But, I mean, Mickey Martin was pretty good. He was a dangerous player. The great Spud who we...
Yep.
Think of a lot, especially in this room here.
Yeah, we do. Footscray, what was his name?
Rick Kennedy.
Rick Kennedy. Now he's the nicest bloke you'll ever meet.
I was 86 kilos when I got to Melbourne at 22. I was 101 a year later, but that first two times I played at Western Oval, I'm going, who's this? This bloke's trying to kill me every second of the game with eyes spinning.
Mate, he was mad.
He was twice my size. And you're right, he's one of the nicest blokes. As a bit like Neil Barm, they're all nice blokes off the field, those nutcases, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Barmy, you're a very good man, not a nutcase.
He's actually here. You're about to see, Barmy. How many meals did you pay for on Lygon Street in that golden era?
We had some nice people down there, and I'll never forget, you know, take all the wives and the girlfriends in the early days and go and have a pizza by the meter at Salvatore's. Up to where Johnny Carlo's up the road. We knew everyone. The only problem is, JB, nowadays, later as you get older, they can see you. You're walking down, they see all our mates and log on street, because you know three or four of the restaurateurs there. They see you going to someone like Dunedin's.
No, not happy.
They cut a bit rough across the road.
You're cheating. So you're cheating.
It's sort of, you know, boys come in here.
Who was the best player you played with and against? Only one.
It's so hard.
I know it's a shocking question.
Williams, but... Bradley, Silvani.
Yes. William, that order?
Three.
That's a pretty good threesome. Yeah.
And against?
Against. Best player.
Well, look, Dunstall, Ablett, and Lockett were special, and then Wayne Carey, of course. I can't, you know, those blokes are Gary Ablett Jr. It's like saying who's better, Witten or Skilton, isn't it, in the old days? Yeah. How do you separate them? But what a pleasure it was to see those blokes in the, you know, the Wayne Carey.
The big forwards, mate.
Just banging the fellas. I can just imagine Dennis Parker. Yeah. Fellas, when do you get it? Just kick it to Wayne.
Yeah. Straight away.
Just kick it to Wayne, fellas.
Don't waste any time. Yes. Just kick it there.
Son. I'll do it too.
What about my better half? I nearly had her at North.
No, she wouldn't have gone.
I don't think she was ever going to North.
Sounds like
I nearly had her at North. And then we went to the Hall of Fame and Big Chips just wandered over and dropped the arm around her. And then
worked
Jesus
her over
come
and
in.
Just her over
that was
work.
The end of it.
We're working on a patron sort of deal with her at the moment. JB, I'll let you know when that comes through.
It just went to water. Yes. I've never seen anything like it. She was just pathetic.
Well, it's fair to say he's batting a little bit above where he should be.
Don't worry about that. No, it's not being rude at all. He knows himself.
What? he
thinks
Australia's
he's
luckiest
30-year-old too.
Sticks, you are a legend. So how do people get hold of the Carlton Draft, Ramsey? Where do people need to go?
CarltonDraft.com.au.
Yep, available from midday tomorrow. There's only 5,000 limited edition slabs. So baggers, make sure you get on CarltonDraft.com.au.
They're a good looking thing.
Navy blue. They're great. Candy.
Collector's item, that'll be.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right, good to see you always.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Stephen Kernahan on the Rush Hour, Triple M.